Tori, any injury updates or testing updates, anything like that for us?
No testing updates, injury updates. Let's see here. Nick Ahmed still continues to be day to day. We just thought we would give him a little combination day with the past couple of days, and then tomorrow, and then we'll see where he's at once we get back at it on Friday. But I saw him in the weight room today working out, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But the trainers did mention to me that he's in a good place, and we're going to continue to evaluate him day to day. Tim LaCastro, if everything goes as according to plan, will most likely be joining us on Saturday for our game. So that's about all I got right now.
Just to follow up on Ahmed, so the hope is that he's back in the lineup on Wednesday, or I'm sorry, on Friday?
On Friday. Between me, you, and this computer, I do have him in the lineup on Friday, but I still have to get that signed off with several people. But it was, fun to pencil his name in there, just see where that takes us throughout the course of the day. And then once again, the medical team will have to sign off on that. We'll see where it goes.
Derek Montilla.
Hey, Tori. Did you get to see Madison today?
I did. I was able to watch the simulated game out there today, and thought he threw the ball very well. I think he was a little bit better with the secondary stuff, but he was pitching off of his fastball, and I liked what I saw.
Steve Gilbert.
What was Bum working on today? It seemed like he might have been working on a few things that he couldn't necessarily get in a Cactus League game.
I think there's probably just a certain mixture of pitches that he was probably trying to feel and trying to get to. I thought, I saw him late in his outing. He was throwing a lot of secondary stuff. I think he was probably getting a real good feel for that. And I haven't had a chance to follow up with Matt Hergis about the outing and how it went through Bum's eyes. A lot of moving parts throughout the course of the day. So I will get that rundown, but I liked some of the secondary stuff that he was continuing to throw, and it looked like he was trying to develop a feel for that. That's what it would look like, or that's what I would say from watching from the side.
Nick, Carl?
Yeah, sorry. We talked to Derek Hall earlier. He said that if you wanted to discuss a contract or talk about going beyond this year with those guys, that he would be open to it. Is that something that you would approach Derek or Mike Hazen about?
No, not for me. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. I think I've been on the record saying that I want to honor my contract. And whether I had more years or not, I'm going to approach my job the same way with the same passion. And, those things tend to take care of themselves. And the last thing I'll say about that particular thought is I appreciate that, but I don't want to be a distraction. This is not a time for anything to be about me. This is about the players, and I feel very strongly about that. I want to let this thing go the way it's supposed to go, and do my best and be evaluated for the things that I can control, and that's being prepared and doing my job every single day.
Tori, just to piggyback on that, would it be fair to say that on this subject, from your point of view, it's like the ball is in their court. You'll address it with them when they, whenever they feel like they want to approach you about it.
Man, I haven't thought about it that far or that deep, to be honest with you. My point of view is that I'm the employee, and they are wonderful bosses. The people that make decisions on my career have been unbelievable leaders in this organization. And when and if that time comes, obviously, I love it here. And hopefully things are natural. That's what I'll say. But the ball is not in my court at all. This is an Arizona Diamondback organization that was trying to figure out a way to win baseball games in 2021. And that's the only thing I'm focused on.
Jack Summers?
Tori, sorry I didn't get a chance to check in with you last night post-game. Josh Rojas seems like he's really putting his stamp on the early spring performances amongst some of the roster hopefuls. I know you can't commit to say, you know, who's going to make the roster and who's not and what position at this time, but would it be fair to say that he's pushed himself certainly to the very forefront of guys likely to have a strong chance to make the roster?
No, I know exactly where your question is going, and you know, we have the same instincts that you guys do, and we see the same things that you do, and the results have been wonderful. And we love what Josh is doing. I just want him to keep going and stay on that path. But it's really what has happened inside of the game. The pace in which he's moving defensively and picking up the baseball, the position we've asked him to play most of his innings at shortstop is very important. And I know I explained to you guys, I'm looking to see who our backup shortstop will be. So it's not necessarily the plays he's making, it's how he's making them. It's not necessarily the hits he's getting, it's how he's getting his hits. With a ton of bat speed, with surveying the strike zone, with a great path that he's worked hard to perfect. So those are the things that stand out to me, and those are easy things for us, for all of us to notice.
Anybody else have anything? If not, we'll talk to you guys a little bit later. Thank you.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.